WBOB News Time, it's 7 o'clock.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The coronavirus continues to spread. 170,000 new infections reported in the U.S. yesterday. New York City's public schools are closing, all learning to go online. In Los Angeles, the county's public health director, Dr. Barbara Ferrer, says new restrictions will be taking effect tomorrow.
For non-essential businesses permitted to operate indoors, including retail stores, offices, and personal care services, occupancy will be limited to 25% of the maximum occupancy allowed.
Arizona's Health Services Director, Dr. Kara Crist, says the COVID-19 positivity rate has spiked in all but two counties.
Arizona, like the rest of the nation, continues to see a concerning increase in cases, percent positivity, and COVID-19 patients in ICU and inpatient beds.
The number of virus-related deaths in the U.S. now topping 250,000. Also at SRNNews.com, Georgia's manual ballot recount wrapping up, the results expected later today. Citing alleged irregularities in the vote, the Trump campaign shelling out $3 million for recounts in a couple of predominantly Democrat counties in Wisconsin.
The recounts in Milwaukee and Dane counties could begin as soon as Thursday and must be done by December 1st. Dean Knudsen, a Republican member of the Wisconsin Elections Commission, said President Trump raised significant legal questions that have never been adjudicated in Wisconsin.
That's correspondent Bernie Bennett. In Michigan's Wayne County, Elections Board Republicans have signed sworn affidavits saying they were bullied and coerced into certifying the outcome of the election. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures in the red. Right now, Dow futures are down 84 points, and NASDAQ futures off 45, S&P futures 4.5 points lower. This is SRN News.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good morning, I'm Adam Boardman. A teenager is dead after a confrontation with police. It happened Tuesday night on San Juan Avenue in Jacksonville. Police say that when they pulled Devon Gregory over for a traffic violation, there was an argument with Gregory and his two passengers, which escalated into four officers opening fire. No one else was hurt. Gregory was 19. There's a vaccine that's effective against coronavirus infections in almost every case, so say officials at Pfizer, who will be moving by the end of this week to get it approved for emergency use in the U.S. The number of positive COVID-19 cases in Duval County is now over 39,000. The statewide number is over 900,000, and more than 250,000 people have died from the virus nationwide. News for Jax reports that Fernandina Beach officials have voted to cancel all special events through the end of the year due to the pandemic, so no tree lighting, no Christmas parade, and nothing on New Year's Eve. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
I asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Political news and opinion about D.C. politics from D.C. politicians. America First with Sebastian Gorka every weekday from 3 till 5 p.m. on AM 600 WBOB. Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
There's an accident on the Buckman Bridge headed south that has a right lane blocked. It's causing some stop-and-go traffic, so add an extra 7 minutes. And if there's anything you see, give us a call. 901-SAFE. 901-7233.
Partly sunny with a chance of showers today. Expect a high 68. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 59. Good morning. Some Florida mayors say Governor DeSantis isn't doing enough to address the coronavirus. Meantime, the Georgia Secretary of State says President Trump might have won the state if he told his base to vote by mail. And GasBuddy.com says car travel will be down 45% during this holiday season.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600. 831-0600 or email ed at wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
WBOB.
Coming up on 7:05, thanks so much for joining us this morning. Roger Henderson taking some time off, man. He was supposed to take a vacation a few weeks ago. We had to wait till some of this election nonsense got over with. And it's not all over with as of yet.
You can say that.
But anyway, most of it you think probably is done. So he's taking some time off. Got an early jump on Thanksgiving holiday. But my main man, my other main guy, AJ Davis, is here. Plus all of your calls, guests lined up at 904-831-0600, 904-831-0600. What in the world is going on with some of the Democrats out there in order to stop the spread of COVID-19? Well, I mean, the shutdowns didn't work in the springtime. Some of them didn't work over the summertime. Now, because guess what? Typical elected officials, if it doesn't work, let's try it again. Now they want to implement it for the Thanksgiving Day holiday and limit to all of you in the family activities.
This year, it's just too dangerous to gather together indoors where the virus can spread so easily.
We're urging everybody to keep their Thanksgiving plans as small as possible.
If you are considering spending Thanksgiving with people outside of your household, I urge you to reconsider.
How many of y'all plan to do your Thanksgiving by Zoom? Really? Oregon Governor Kate Brown says restrictions now limited to 6 people per household, or you will get served and you will serve some jail time.
For the last 8 months, I have been asking Oregonians to follow the letter and the spirit of the law, and we have not chosen to engage law enforcement. At this point in time, unfortunately, we have no other option.
Really? How are they going to monitor all the houses out there? Ooh. Interesting how that may happen. But not all Democratic governors are on board. Governor from Kansas, Democrat Governor Laura Kelly says, hey, listen, we're not going down this path of a one size fits all.
Because we are giving some flexibility and autonomy to our local elected officials to put in place what will work for them. Do they need to have a face covering protocol in place? Absolutely. But we think we've seen what we've learned is that one size does not fit all. And so we want them to develop something that will work for them.
Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves says that if the Biden administration coming in wants to try to put one of these national mask mandates, he says, leave it to the states. Wait, let's go down the path of having a government lockdown again. He says, I hope Republicans and signs of some Democratic governors will push back.
It's very important that governors have autonomy to do what's best for their constituents. And when you talk about the notion of lockdowns, one of the reasons people are so concerned about that right now is because some of the leading experts that are advising the Biden administration are certainly suggesting that. And so we're going to push back against that as well. And I'm glad to hear that there are Republican and Democrat governors across the country that agree that that's not the right approach to take.
904-831-0600. Mask mandates. Wait, we've been having them for the longest time, and yet COVID cases still continue to go up.
Mask worshiping. Mm-hmm. I wear a mask in Manhattan, but if I don't wash my hands or social distance, then the mask is useless. Where all these little hot spots are popping up, whether it's California, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Illinois, all of those states have had mask mandates for months. It's not the silver bullet. They just had an outbreak at the Mayo Clinic.
Yep.
They had an outbreak at the World Health Organization. The royal family's getting sick. Professional athletes have caught COVID. Democrat politicians have caught it. There's only so much you can do against the virus.
Co-host of Fox News, The Five, Jesse Waters. Before he takes some calls, you guys ready for this? The Georgia Rahan recount is supposed to get the final numbers today. It looks like Joe Biden will end up winning that state, even though that they found out with the recount, which I did enjoy watching about 6,000 votes come in. Didn't all go for Trump. Most of them did. But according to the Georgia Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger, he says if President Trump would have not told his base not to vote and said, hey guys, do the vote by mail, absentee ballots, he says Trump would have won the state
primary. Those 24,000 people did not vote in the fall either. They did not vote absentee because they were told by the president, don't vote absentee, it's not secure. But then they did not come out and vote in person. He would have won by 10,000 votes. He actually suppressed his own voting base.
904-831-0600. Todd on line one. Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Ed. You asked about Florida and the why we weren't
as corrupt as what I believe the other states are, and that's because we removed the corruption. But that's not what I called about.
All right.
The question I have is if you've heard of the Greater Idaho idea, where in Oregon a lot of the counties would like to get together possibly and basically secede from Oregon and become part of Idaho. And if the elections are fraudulent, then all these wins that we had right now are a moot point as far as the down ballot, because if they can start winning elections via fraud, then it's just a matter of time before the rest of it kind of goes their way. But what if the Greater Idaho Project works and areas like southern Georgia can join a more conservative state, i.e. Florida, and the western part of Georgia can join Alabama, which would shrink down their power in the House and everything. Is this a possibility?
I got a question for you. Okay, first off, mm-hmm. Team Reality says that'll never happen. But number two, you said something, which is, I have a semi-agreement with you here. You said the reason why it didn't happen, the Dominion didn't happen in Florida, is because we got rid of the corruption. Explain what you mean by that.
Well, the southern part of Florida, I don't remember her name. She was removed by the
Brenda
governor.
Yeah, Brenda Snipes, right?
Yes, yes. And now I'm sure there is corruption in Florida, but normally it happens in Democrat counties. And if you looked at our county map as far as going red, it was mostly red. So I would assume those are legit.
Well, but hold on. They were still used by Dominion. But hold on. What I'm being told, and I'm not saying this to belittle the listeners, by some of the conspiracists, the machines were set up to do it that way. Well, even if you got rid of a couple of people, they're telling me the machines did it. So even if you got rid of the people, how could you get rid of the corruption if it still took place? Because the machines did it.
Well, the count stopped at what, like 11 o'clock that night, if I'm correct?
Some states, they stopped a little earlier, you know, to go out and get something to eat, is what they were telling us. Yeah.
The count stopped, and this is what I believe. The count stopped in all those states, ironically, at the same time. They, with the corrupt people in charge of those machines, they did a estimate of what they needed, reprogrammed the machines, bumped up what they needed for Biden, and then started the machines back up, and all of a sudden we have a flood of Democrats.
I got to get running. That is a great type of an interesting conspiracy. I don't buy it. By the way, there's a lot of red flags. Why did they stop? Oh, but and I'm all for that. It's a great analysis, and I like what you think, but what you know and what you can prove are two different things. I don't think that's going to, I don't know, Biden. Well, we got rid of Brent. No. According to the Trump campaign, the couple of these, not the whole campaign, the systems were designed to do this. Then why didn't they do it in Florida? You still got Democrat others areas down there that still went, where the counties down there did not go for Trump. They still went for Biden. So, and by the way, they see success in succession will never happen. But anyway, fun call. I enjoyed it. More coming up next. Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Some light traffic on West Beaver Street headed west just before Jones Road. Add an extra couple minutes, and if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Partly sunny with a chance of showers today. Expect a high 68. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 59.
My name is Alice, and I am in the Life Builders program at City Rescue Mission. I came here struggling with low self-esteem issues and addiction to both alcohol and drugs. And for the longest time, I believed there was no hope, and I wasn't worthy of happiness. Anytime I got a new job or something good going in my life, I would self-sabotage and just ruin it. The support and love from my family gave me the strength to come to CRM. The staff at CRM, they push you past the typical Sunday school answers and challenges you to dig deep within yourself and trust that God is who He says He is. The staff at CRM, they loved me when I couldn't even love myself. CRM loved me back to health.
I'm Penny Keevitt, Executive Director for the City Rescue Mission. Would you consider helping us make a difference as we provide hope, healing, and change to those who need it most? Visit us at crmjax.org. That's crmjax.org to learn more, or to make a donation to help transform the lives of the hungry, homeless, and addicted in Northeast Florida.
Transmission problems? Call Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road, where you get the work done right the first time by the experts. I'm Robin Sidbury, the owner. Our techs can service all makes and models, and we provide a nationwide warranty so you have the peace of mind knowing we solve your transmission troubles fairly and honestly and guaranteed nationwide. Call us at Action Transmission Specialist on Merrill Road, where quality counts. Get traction. Call Action at 744-0755.
When your family gets together, everybody's talking and laughing, usually standing in the kitchen, right? Families gather around food. The Madure brothers have put together a few restaurants based on that same concept. Families gathering around great food. Matthew's Restaurant in San Marco. Restaurant Madure in Ponte Vedra. Rue St. Mark in San Marco. Midtown Table, an Italian-inspired kitchen on Gate Parkway. And the three M-Shack burger locations, Nocatee, Atlantic Beach, and Town Center. Whatever kind of food inspires you, the Madure brothers have a place for you to gather. And just like with your family, all important decisions are made in the kitchen, not in a boardroom. Find out more at madurebrothers.com. Great food from our family to yours.
Great news, folks. The Lighthouse Retirement Hour is finally available everywhere you listen on this great radio station Saturday and Sundays, or grab the iTunes podcast, the Spotify podcast, iHeart podcast, and coming soon to every device where you can say Siri or Alexa. If you love the combination of timely investing news, great conservative politics, you're going to love this show no matter how you listen. Get all the links on my website, LighthouseRetirement.com.
Welcome to a Thursday morning. Breezy around, partly sunny today with a chance of showers. Expect a high about 68. Tonight, partly cloudy with a chance of showers, low 59. And Friday, more sunshine, a chance of showers, and warmer with a high about 75. 46 degrees now in Jacksonville. Talk radio, WBOB, the home of Ed Dean.
Don't forget the email address, Ed at WBOB.com. Always read all your emails, Ed at WBOB.com. Here on our Newsmaker line, my good friend, former state rep. Now he is a Fox News Radio news analyst down in Southwest Florida. Matt Caldwell, here's the latest. Democrats, got a shellacking in the state. Remember, the Democrats were supposed to pick up several state Senate seats and about 5 to 6 House seats. We're talking state, not congressional. They lost. Listen to this clip by Lou Dobbs, host of Lou Dobbs Tonight.
It's a top Democrat in Florida is now reportedly blaming Joe Biden's poor performance in Florida on the radical left's push to defund police. Politico's Mark Caputo published text messages from the unnamed Democrat who tweeted, quote, defund the police killed us.
Okay, do you think the defund the police movement, I don't know if it's done nationwide. What about here in the state of Florida?
Well, I think that certainly contributed to it, but the bigger picture was the socialism charge.
Yeah.
You know, Florida.
Right.
Florida's home to all of these folks that come from Central and South America. They've seen what socialism does, and they don't want it.
Yeah, but I mean, but here's the thing. Even in those areas, Trump did better, but he still didn't win those counties, but he did much better. But some of the areas went towards the Republicans.
No, absolutely they did. So look, the Democrats came in this cycle thinking they were going to pick up maybe 2, 3, 4 houses in the Senate, or seats in the Senate, and then they wanted as many as 10 in the House. And they lost 5 in the House. They lost 1 in the Senate, moved backwards in every capacity. And they're melting down. Their fight between these super progressives coming out of Orlando, Anna Eskamani is kind of the voice for them, against, you know, the big statewide profile, you know, moderate Joe Biden type Democrats. They're just going at each other, fist flying right now.
Here's the University of Central Florida. By the way, that is a haven for a lot of those are where those those pro Ayatollah types. You know, they've been coming in for the last 10 years, you know, death to Israel, all that kind of stuff, that they've been allowed to speak at the University of Central Florida campus. But here's one of the professors, Jim Clark, to your point. He says that the socialist label against Biden worked for Trump in Florida this year. Listen to the clip.
For the last 50, 60 years, the Democrats counted on Miami-Dade to give them a huge margin. That was what elected Democrats in Florida. This year, President Trump ran 200,000 votes ahead of what he did 4 years ago. That's amazing. President Trump was able to attract Cuban-American and Venezuelan-American voters who were concerned, beginning with the Bernie Sanders campaign during the primaries, where Bernie Sanders talked about how great Cuba and how great Venezuela.
Yeah, I mean, that would have got enough people ticked off of the guilt by association when Sanders sits back and says that they want to implement some of the programs, progressive ideas with a Biden campaign. You want to know something? If you wanted to do the same and closely aligned as the two we're agreeing with, I'd probably, if I was Cuban, I'd probably be a little worried too.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, Miami-Dade has been changing over the last 20 years. That big wave of growth in the 60s and 70s that turned the county liberal, a lot of those folks are moving away, and they're being replaced by these first-generation immigrants that are refugees from the disaster of socialism, not just Cuba and Venezuela, but Nicaragua. You see these petty dictators that pop up in Colombia and Bolivia. All of these folks have seen what the Democrats are selling, the end game, and they're not going to buy it here. They're gonna support the conservative outlook. They came to America for a reason,
right,
and they don't want to see it ruined.
Here's some of the Democratic mayors in Florida say that the governor, they've been saying this for the last 8 months. They say that the governor's not doing enough. You got now several mayors out there say that the Governor Ron DeSantis needs to implement a state mask mandate, allow cities and counties to enhance local measures such as additional penalties for not wearing masks. Here is Miami Beach Democrat Mayor Dan Gelber says that, you know, all of this plus, you know, even the reopening of the economy is a big mistake.
Pretty obvious this was a political decision. It was clearly not intended to protect residents or even our economy. Our governor has always tried to be as much like President Trump as possible. And I think he's trying to follow his game plan when it comes to dealing with the virus, which is to really just ignore mainstream science and mainstream doctors.
Let me play for you a clip. Donna Shalala, former HHS secretary in the Clinton administration, won 4 years ago in South Florida, was defeated by Maria Salazar, who is Cuban. This is what Shalala said, where we did an article at FloridaDaily.com about a week leading up to the election that said, if you support, by the way, you go to FloridaDaily.com, look at the article we did on shutdowns. The poll numbers showed if you were radical about supporting another shutdown, it would not bode well for you at this year's election. Listen to what Shalala said back in July of this year.
It's terrible, which means the virus is out of control. The lack of leadership in the White House and in our governor's office, they simply have not hit this with a hammer, which is what we needed to do, and starve the virus. They open too soon, and they misunderstand what you need to do, or they understand it and they're not willing to do it. We need to close down in Florida, but the real thing we need to do is we need to close down again.
Besides down there with the Cuban vote, I think a lot of it also had to do with some of the shutdowns. They don't want to go through this again, Matt.
No, absolutely. And look, a lot of the places around the state didn't go into full lockdown in the Southwest Coast and Lee County. We didn't have a shutdown at all. But Dade County was one of the hardest. The liberal-leaning commission was just absolutely hammering it, and I think the voters were sick of it. People I talked to from Dade County were absolutely over it, and that was true when you went anywhere around the state. You know, Florida is based on being open for business. We're successful by opening restaurants and running tourism and being in business. Being locked down means Florida is shut down, and we're just not going to put up with it. The voters in the majority show that.
Let me play one of the, because I do like local control, but there's some things where it is overreaching. You know, they want to have local gun control when the state says, no, we already have this in place. We want the minimum wage, but if they're not going to implement it statewide, do we want it locally? Okay, I'm all open for that debate. I'm not necessarily saying that I'm supportive, but Many of these Democratic mayors say that, okay, fine. If you're not, first off, the governor doesn't implement a statewide mask mandate. Okay, first off, the governor doesn't need to do this. Okay, this is not dad, all right? You are a grown adult. You can do your own local mask mandate. We see it. But they also sit back and say that we need to enhance more penalties because the governor signed an executive order that says that local municipalities, you can't fine people for violating the mask mandate out there. And before he signed this, you even had many mayors out there that had a mask mandate, but they said, yeah, we don't know. We're going to really fine you or send you to jail out there. So the bottom line is, do you think that we're going to see some of these local municipalities, I think that you may see this, that they may try to reshut down some of their local economies? I think it's quite possible.
Absolutely, and they'll do so at their own political peril. I mean, setting up a showdown with the governor is always a loser for a local government, but they're going to try it. They're going to continue to push it, and they're going to be punished for it economically at the very least. People are going to look around the state just like they look around the country and say, where can I go in Florida that still values that success model, that still understands what economics is all about? And these cities just end up in these death spirals because everybody who's interested in growing business leaves because they get chased away by these policies.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see where some of the Florida Democrats go on this issue. I think Governor DeSantis looks good going into 2022, but if they want to go more with these shutdowns, defund the police. I'm trying to, because see, the progressives don't think they lost at all this past month.
It really is incredible, and they seem emboldened. You know, you hear the loudest voices on the progressive side of the Democrat Party. They are saying, hey, the reason we lost some of these places is we weren't hard enough. We didn't lean into progressive politics enough, which is crazy to me. But look, I'm all for it. If they want to keep selling that and make that the foundation of their platform, they can spend the rest of eternity in a political winter, as far as I'm concerned.
And by the way, probably after Biden gets sworn in, we're going to have to do it is unfortunate. I did not want to see a Biden win at all. But it seems for the holidays, I'm going to have to get a four-year box full supply of a four-year supply of Ambien for some of my friends.
You know? People are having a hard time taking it to heart, no doubt about it. But look, if that's how it turns out, we're well positioned. We fought Obama for 8 years in Florida. We sued him. Pam Bondi did. I think Ashley Moody will do the same.
We'll make it for 4 years of Biden. Cases.
Yeah, we'll be able to do it.
Yeah, there you go. All right, Matt Caldwell, who is down in Southwest Florida. He is a former state rep, Fox News radio analyst. Good to have you on, man.
Always a pleasure.
All right, man. Sounded like he was ready to go. I like that. So the defund the police movement, I don't think it's done. I just think they're just going to reorganize it, maybe call it a different type of adjective to describe what they want. Defund the police, like socialism is liberalism. All right. Ed Dean, Talk Radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Still dealing with stop-and-go traffic on the Buckman Bridge. Mark, what's going on?
Hey, good morning. The Buckman southbound is a parking lot. There's no movement. All lanes are stopped.
Thanks, Mark. It's from a couple accidents now, so add an extra 10 minutes. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Partly sunny with a chance of showers today. Expect a high 68. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 59.
This traffic report is brought to you by J. David Tax Law. When you owe the IRS and can't pay, go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
If you don't have a MyPillow, or if you know someone who doesn't, now is your time. Because for a limited time, Mike is offering his premium MyPillows. Yeah, the one that started it all for his lowest price ever. You can get a standard queen premium MyPillow for $29.98. Originally $69.98. That's a $40 savings. Kings are only $5 more. Now this is the time to buy. Not only are you getting the lowest price ever, $29.98 for a standard queen premium, but Mike is extending his 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021. Call 1-800-950-9024 or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Promo code WBOB.
Clouds are moving in on this Thursday morning. That means a chance of showers, so keep the umbrella kind of handy. The high 68 tonight, More clouds, more showers possible. 46 degrees now in Jacksonville. Now back to Ed Dean on the Ed Dean Morning Show.
Hey, Roger Henderson's taking some time off. He was supposed to, people are emailing, hey, what's up with Raj? Hey, guys, he was supposed to leave the day after the election, but it was kind of like, well, I said, man, we don't know where this is going to go. And most of what you know where it's going now is Georgia has a tan recount, which is going to most likely favor Biden. But I said, dude, I said, take some time off for Thanksgiving. So he took some time off a few days early before Thanksgiving. So there you go. And I'm stuck here with AJ.
Man. Yeah, well, somebody's got to do it.
Why can't he just put me in timeout? All right, I kid with you. 904-831-0600. Coming up in a few moments, the ripoff of the week. We've got all of that. 904-831-0600. Talk Radio WBOB.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The coronavirus continues to spread in the U.S. 170,000 new infections reported yesterday. In New York City, the public schools are closing because of the virus, all learning going online. In Los Angeles, the county's public health director says new restrictions on businesses will be going into effect tomorrow. The number of virus-related deaths in the U.S. now topping 250,000. Georgia's manual ballot recount wrapping up. The results expected to be announced later today. And citing alleged irregularities in the vote, the Trump campaign paying $3 million for recounts in a couple of predominantly Democrat counties in Wisconsin. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures pointing to a lower open. The Dow futures are down 57 points. NASDAQ futures off 45 points. More details at srnnews.com.
So right now may be the perfect time.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good morning, I'm Adam Boardman. A pharmaceutical giant claims they've got a vaccine that's effective against coronavirus infections in almost every case. Officials at Pfizer said yesterday that their shot works 95% of the time and that by the end of the week, they'll be moving to get it approved for emergency use in the U.S. More than 250,000 people have died from the virus nationwide. The number of positive cases in Duval County is now over 39,000, and statewide we've now got over 900,000 cases. Yesterday, State Education Commissioner Richard Corcoran said that distance learning in Florida can continue for the rest of the school year due to the pandemic. A man is dead after a confrontation with Jacksonville police. They say that when they pulled Devon Gregory over for a traffic violation Tuesday night on San Juan Avenue, there was an argument with Gregory and his two passengers, which escalated into four officers opening fire. No one else was hurt. Gregory was 19 years old. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Hangar Bay Cafe is your veteran and locally owned restaurant at the beach, 2294 Mayport Road. Hangar Bay Cafe has something for everyone, lunch and dinner, on the go or dine in. Hangar Bay is famous for their ramen, and fried chicken Southern Living says is the best in Florida. Plus sandwiches like the bourbon teriyaki, spicy sausage, or spicy Cajun po' boy. Hangar Bay Cafe, open 7 days a week, 2294 Mayport Road, online at hangarbaycafe.com.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Still dealing with stop-and-go traffic on the Buckman Bridge. Mark, what's going on?
Hey, good morning. The Buckman southbound is a parking lot. There's no movement. All lanes are stopped.
Thanks, Mark. It's from a couple accidents now, so add an extra 10 minutes. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Partly sunny with a chance of showers today. Expect the high 68. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 59. On this Thursday morning, the final hand recount of the presidential race in Georgia expected to be released today. Meanwhile, Joe Biden wants to limit student debt relief, but some Democrats want him to eliminate student debt altogether. And GasBuddy.com says car travel will be down 45% during this holiday season.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB. By calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed at wbob.com, AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB. WBOB.
Hey, 7:33. Good morning, Ed Dean. Roger Henderson taking some time off on vacation. AJ Davis hanging out with us. Coming up in a few moments, Adam Njefsky with OpenTheBooks.com. We call this the ripoff of the week, brought to you by Underwood Jewelers. Folks, sit back with the government. We all know just doesn't take advantage of you. No, they literally are ripping you off. We'll talk about this coming up in a few moments. I cannot wait to get to this next news story. In Wayne County, Michigan. How many know where Wayne County is? It's Detroit. We know there's voting irregularities. That's probably putting it mildly. And that in Philadelphia and South Florida. But there is what is called a canvassing board. You got two Democrats, two Republicans. They're supposed to certify the election and move on. According to state law, quote, the counting boards, if they see things not in balance or discrepancies, guess what? You don't certify the votes. Now, there was only a few hundred out there that were in question. So the two Republicans in that certification decided not to certify the ballots. Oh, boy, wait till you hear this. Here's canvassing board member William Hartman.
When we had the primary, it was 72% out of balance. And we had a resolution that came out from this board that the city was supposed to have oversight from the Secretary of State, which they did get. But the numbers have not improved. It's still 71% out of balance.
Now, 71% out of balance. Now, folks, to all of you, don't get excited. We're only talking about, for example, according to the Detroit Free Press, maybe out of the 363 out of 503 precincts, roughly 72% of Detroit's precincts, there is no explanation. In other words, you got 100 people, for example, registered to vote. Oh, but we got 200 votes that came in. So it's overwhelmingly going to go for Joe Biden. We're talking about maybe a couple of hundred, maybe 300, 487 votes. So it's going to happen. The two Republicans decided not to verify it because it back in August, they were supposed to have an audit. And guess what? To this day, they still haven't shown why the votes were out of balance in August. And now, since the votes are out of balance right now, they weren't going to certify it. Well, guess what? Because a good chunk of those in the black community happen to live in Detroit. Everybody said that these two individuals from the Republican Party did not want to certify because it was based on racism.
Both of you go home tonight and read up on systemic racism.
Shame on you. Shame on you for leading to this level of corruption.
It is as though the 15th Amendment was never passed. This country has been brought to its knees by Republican fanatics.
Your cult's followers doing whatever your cult leader tells you to do. Why don't you have any shame? Because you're not smart enough to realize you're in a cult.
The Trump stink, the stain of racism that you, William Hartman, and Monica Palmer have just covered yourself in.
There you go. It's all based on racism. Here was the lieutenant governor of the state of Michigan. He says, yeah, it's all based on racism. Listen to this.
It's part of this scheme that Republicans have
racism?
Tried. This racist scheme, frankly. Cities like Detroit and Philadelphia and Atlanta and Milwaukee, where there are lots and lots of black voters, and they were trying to disenfranchise people.
By the way, there are also white people that live in those cities as well. Listen to CNN's Pamela Brown. Okay, we know there's voting irregularity. There's a history of it. No big deal.
Two Republican members of the board there were blocking the certification of the votes. Now, they claimed it was because there were irregularities, that there was an imbalance in a couple of the precincts where the signatures in the poll book didn't match up with the number of votes that were tabulated. But it's important to note, Wayne County has had a history of that issue, and it was only by a few votes that were off in these.
Yeah, they've had a history of it. It's only a few votes. Well, yeah. I mean, it's not going to turn for Trump. The point is, there are irregularities. They don't know if they're black or white that had any of this.
In a few of these precincts when it was unbalanced. But now these Republican board members cited that as the reason they were blocked.
I would have not certified it as well. Here's Ronna McDaniels, RNC chair, who lives in Michigan. This is what she said.
In 2017, the lieutenant governor, who's a Democrat, said it was a catastrophe that what was happening there, because 80% of the precincts did not match. This past summer, 72%. This one, 71%. And what does that mean? It means a precinct has to say, these are how many absentee ballots we sent out to voters who requested them. So say we sent out 100, and then they get 200 back.
Right.
How does that happen? And that's the problem. So when 71% in this election don't match, it means that only 29% went.
It was like 70% of those certain precincts. So let me just set it up this way, AJ. You have certain tellers that come in the morning. I'm using this as a plain example. You have certain tellers that come in the morning. Checks have been deposited overnight, right? So there's sometimes you don't set it in until you get written notice, or let's say the boss comes in and says, okay, yeah, go ahead and put them in. Out of all of those, let's say you've got 20 checks to put in. 17 only match up. The other three don't. So before you deposit them all in, you have to certify that, okay, everything's ready to go. Just put them in. It's that simple, folks. You get what I'm saying? The boss says, hey, the canvassing board, everything looks good. There's no improper balances out there. Submit everything in. They knew this is all going to Biden, folks. They're not. This isn't close. It's only like 400 votes. But they're just saying we can't certify because there's 100 registered voters out there. Oh, but guess what? We got 200 coming in. No, we need, but because 80% of it happens to live in the black community in Detroit. Folks, how is it racism? How is it racism? How do you know if they're black or white of some of the discrepancies out there? Huh? That's the bottom line. But see, and by the way, have you noticed that in certain communities here, for example, Jacksonville, you don't hear about voter suppression now, do you? You don't hear about racism. Why? Because Biden won the county. Ah, that's right. 904-831-0600. Let's go to Brian real quick. I'm squeezing a quick call. Quick is the key word. Good morning. What's up?
Good. I'll keep it quick. But I just wanted to give some update because I'm totally hoping these two attorneys come through with something that I'm not seeing. I'm sadly a member of your team.
Team Reality. That's right. Go.
Yeah.
You got it.
But with all that, just to help people in Jacksonville, should Kraken turn out to be a goldfish or whatever? You know, here in Duval County, the presidential ballot was about 20,000 more than the clerk of courts, but yet Jody Phillips, the Republican, got 12,000 more votes than Trump. So,
right.
You know, what I see here in Duval County, unless 50,000 new ballots for Biden or something there, which there were more ballots for Trump as well, it just comes down to, you know, Republicans peeled off. Republicans peeled off because of his crazy ways.
It's a great point. How is it that Rutherford can do well, but Trump didn't do overall? Folks, there's explanations for a lot of this. Believe me, Team Reality. Hey, Brian, thank you, man. Team Reality can point out that not all these have all discrepancies out there. Some of them do. I question some of them, yeah. More coming up next. The ripoff of the week. All of this right here on Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Slow traffic on Phillips Highway headed south just before Bay Meadows. Add an extra 2 or 3 minutes, and if you see anything that'll help your friends stay safe, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Partly sunny with a chance of showers today. Expect a high 68. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 59.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. Almost every day, we see customers who've shopped around and are totally confused about how to select a diamond. They're looking for someone qualified who'll tell them the truth and they can trust. They've heard about certificates on diamonds, wholesale diamonds, internet diamonds, deals that a friend of a friend can get them, and the prices that range from unbelievably low to unbelievably high. One of the reasons for the confusion is if you look at the factors of grading a diamond, after you know the carat weight, there are 11 grades for cut, 21 grades for color, 11 grades for clarity, so you have 2,541 different possibilities, all with different prices. That's where Underwoods helps straighten out the confusion, because we have the American Gem Society credentialed professionals that'll help guide a customer to the right diamond for them, one she'll be happy with for the rest of her life. So come by and let one of our professionals help you. At Underwoods, San Marco, Avondale, or the Shops of Pontevedra.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare. And here's why. Not only is it time for open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For the typical family, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. Think what you could do with that. But if you join right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fee, so that's another $170 you'll save. And MediShare is really different. It's a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills. More than 400,000 people are members, and they've shared over $4 billion in medical bills. So, yes, they can handle your bills, too. This may be the time to make the switch. Join before November 30th for the additional savings. It's so easy to find out more. They're great to talk to. In fact, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Here's the number. Call 844-55-BIBLE. That's 844-55-BIBLE. 844-55-BIBLE.
Welcome to a Thursday morning. The clouds moving in. Still sunshine, but it will become breezy with a chance of showers. High 68 tonight, partly cloudy with a chance of showers. Low 59. And Friday, the sun returns. It'll get a little warmer with a high around 75. So it is starting to look a little bit better. 46 degrees, still cool in Jacksonville. Some Florida mayors say Governor DeSantis isn't doing enough to address the coronavirus. The Georgia Secretary of State says President Trump might have won the state if he told his base to vote by mail. And a new poll finds half of Republicans believe Biden won because of a rigged election.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
All right, here on our Newsmaker line, our good friend, Pork and Adam Andrzejewski. This segment of the Ripoff of the Week brought to you by Underwood Jewelers. Three locations, Ponte Vedra, San Marco, Avondale. Those Underwood Jewelers get ready to go. It's a holiday season, folks, and believe me, I go there. I like to meet. I've already met him many times. I'm a big fan of Clayton Bromberg. Go ahead and talk to him. They got great deals. Otherwise, go online. Go to underwoodjewelers.com. That's underwoodjewelers.com. Adam Andrzejewski, we call this the Ripoff of the Week. He is the CEO of OpenTheBooks.com and also a senior policy contributor for Forbes.com. I'd like to talk about improper payments from the federal government. Before we get into that, into the weeds, explain what improper payments are.
Well, Ed, thanks for your interest in our work. An improper payment simply is the wrong payment to the wrong person under the wrong set of federal rules. And the 20 largest federal agencies admit to $2.3 trillion of these improper and mistakes since the year 2004. And last year, Ed, it was $175 billion that the federal agencies admitted to that was improperly spent. What that means is it's a half billion dollars a day, roughly $15 billion a month. And every single minute that the bureaucracy is working, they improperly pay $1 million a minute.
Now, hold on. Before we get to some of the breakdowns, I mean, you talk about this all the time when you come on our radio show. So they realize what they did. Have they fixed it?
Well, no. So the Trump administration, starting this year in the annual budget to Congress, and we were cited on this, they made it a priority to stop these payments. So here are some of the responses from the agencies. The VA says they can't stop these payments, and they've known it's a problem all the way back to Barack Obama. He issued an executive order to stop mistaken and improper payments. So they've known it's an issue. The Trump administration put a white-hot spotlight on it. They got a response from the VA, and they said they won't even be able to stop their improper payments for 2 years. They have to, quote-unquote, develop a baseline, even though the VA admits to improper payments last year of $12 billion. The IRS, they're one of the worst offenders on the earned income tax program. Here's what they say. They say unless Congress changes the rules, they don't even have the resources to audit the returns to go after the payments, and they'll continue. That was $18 billion last year.
Hey, wait. Are they the worst offender? Who are the top ones?
So the top ones, there's three programs. I mean, $121 billion, and they admit were improperly spent. Here's the three programs. It's Medicaid, Medicare, and the Earned Income Tax Program, $121 billion that they admit just in those three programs went out the door with mistakes.
Wow. Okay, wait. So for the audience, break them down. Give me some of the worst offenders then.
So one of the worst offenders this year, they went from a disclosed $1 billion of improper payments to $7 billion of improper payments was the Department of Defense. And this drives people crazy because for the third year in a row, they can't even pass an audit. They flunked their audits at the Department of Defense, yet it's one of the largest agencies and their budget obviously is increasing every single year because of global threats. Well, here's a good example. They went in the opposite direction. It's Betsy DeVos at the Department of Education. She put a real priority on it. $6 billion in 2018, they admitted, was improperly spent. Incredibly, it was 6% of all Pell Grants and student loans went out the door with mistakes. Well, she cut that. She cut it down to less than $1 billion. Less than 1% of those payments now go out the door on a mistaken basis. And to her credit, she should be complimented.
Interesting. So where does this all go next? We talk about improper payments. Again, the agency still continue to give excuses. Is there any type of movement to at least address this issue?
Well, there is. The Office of Management and Budget has instituted a program to try to claw back some of our money. Bravo. Yet it still doesn't have the resources to do a proper job. Last year, only 14 cents on every dollar that the agencies admit went out the door improperly was clawed back.
I'm looking at some of it. By the way, I love that one, the improper payments to dead people.
I knew you were going there, Ed. Four-year total, $3 billion to dead people. These are people that have a federal death certificate on file with the agency and continue to collect a federal pension payment or Medicaid and Medicare payments. $3 billion went out the door in the last 4 years. Last year, it was about $850 million went out the door, nearly $1 billion.
All right. So interesting. By the way, you're going to be doing this. What is this? Is this coming up on Tucker's show coming up or what?
Well, hopefully we're not bumped tonight. Hopefully we break the report on TV. This is the radio launch of our report. And hopefully tonight on television, we'll break it with Tucker Carlson. We're bumped.
I'm looking forward to it, man. Let me know.
Thank you, Ed. We'll keep you updated.
All right. My good friend, Adam Andrzejewski. He is the CEO and founder of OpenTheBooks.com. Every week we call this the Ripoff of the Week. And also he is a senior policy contributor at Forbes.com. Brought to you by Underwood Jewelers. Three locations, Ponte Vedra, San Marco, and Avondale. Also, go to underwoodjewelers.com. That's underwoodjewelers.com.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Some light traffic on San Pablo headed both north and southbound just before JTB. Add an extra few minutes, and if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE. 901-SAFE.
Partly sunny with a chance of showers today. Expect the high 68. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 59.
I'm Lou Don. Lowe's online sales surging 106% in the third quarter. Home construction showing a solid rise as well. TJ Maxx launching new online platform. Those stories next.
If you've fallen behind in your credit card payments during the shutdown, you're probably feeling some added pressures. And even a brief history of late payments can lead to a big drop in your credit score. But you don't have to solve these problems alone. Trinity Debt Management can help. We'll work with your creditors, put a stop to late fees and other penalties, and make a plan that helps you get caught up. We'll also consolidate your bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment and negotiate much lower interest rates. Not only will you find immediate relief, you'll save thousands. And don't worry, it's not a loan. It's a smart way to get back on track. All you have to do is give Trinity a quick call, and we'll take care of the rest. Right now, no one really knows what the future will bring. But one thing is for sure. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Here's the number.
Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. sales at home improvement chain Lowe's saw its sales surge as Americans took on projects to spruce up their homes in the pandemic. Lowe's revenue rising to over $22 billion and online sales soared 106%. Home construction up almost 5% in October. Construction of housing continues to be a bright spot in the Trump economy. The increase added to a more modest gain of 1.9% in September. Strong demand, low inventory, and home builder confidence all combining for a second straight month of growth. Discounter TJ Maxx planning to launch a new e-commerce platform for home goods. Its furniture and home chain, which until now had resisted the nationwide trend toward online sales. Please join me for Lou Dobbs tonight, 5 o'clock and 7 o'clock Eastern on the Fox Business Network. This is the Lou Dobbs Financial Report.
America's Everglades. The water supply for more than 8 million Floridians. World-class sports fishing. Magnificent birds and wildlife unique to this region. But the Everglades today is on life support. You can help save it. Text the word WATER to 52886 and tell your Congress how much America's Everglades means to you.
WBOB welcomes the new talk show, The Charlie Kirk Show, every Monday through Friday from noon till 1.
My name is Charlie Kirk. I run the largest pro-American student organization in the country, Turning Point USA. Fighting for the future of our republic. This election is a decision between preserving America as we know it and eliminating everything that we love.
Charlie Kirk, Monday through Friday, noon till 1 on AM 600 WBOB and FM 101.1.
Welcome to your cool Thursday morning. Partly sunny and breezy today with a chance of showers, so keep your umbrella kind of handy. High 68, that's all she wrote today. Tonight, partly cloudy with some more showers possible, low 59. Friday, mostly sunny with a chance of showers, but a little warmer, high up to 75, 46 now in Jacksonville. Talk radio, WBOB.
Man, conspiracies run wild. Man, I got people emailing me. I can prove where votes were miscounted with Dominion and the city of Jacksonville. Really? Can you show them to me? Dominion was in the state of Florida. And I'm all about the red flags, folks, believe me. But why are we not recounting the state of Florida? Let's find out where Dominion might have changed some votes. Well, we don't need to count it, man, because Trump won. Ah, that's the point. Because I'm all for counting everything. Trump won so massively. Really? I wish he would have. Believe me, I wish he would have. But again, team reality. You got to prove it. Well, voter fraud. No, no. Voter fraud is already going up right now in front of several judges. There's no proof of it. Unfortunately, we know what happens, but the judges are not going to, in other words, no one's properly showing their case of voter fraud. We know it exists. You know where you find it? It's called audits, and we need to audit it all. Let's go to Phil. What's going on,
hey,
man?
Hey, good morning, guys. Keep up the good work. Real short, Team Reality T-shirts. The first two will be for Ed and Roger. The third one will be for Phil. And I'll get some samples, but you guys are in charge of the trademark, so I have to have your permission to do it with my printer.
Yeah, I need a trademark for that for somebody else. Well, you can print them up for it. So I'm sure somebody's already got
them.
And
the profits will go to your retirement funds, okay?
Well, I certainly need that. Yeah, I'm probably going to need it after Biden gets in, so.
Anyway. We're all going to need a new portfolio for sure. Take care. Keep up the good. Hey, the new guy answering the phone, give him a raise. He's doing real well.
No, that's not new. That's AJ. Roger's just taking – AJ does all the afternoon stuff here.
Well, I'll tell you what. AJ's on the mark, I'll tell you. He gets a raise.
Wait. Howard, thank you.
He's on the mark. That could be a bad thing right there.
Yeah, so he's probably got a contract out on me.
904-831-0600. Ed, here's a couple of them. Here's one from Tom. Ed, we need a federal judge to rule. Folks, the Supreme Court's already said that Pennsylvania, that the state Supreme Court did not have the right to readjust what the state election authority said. So what they did is they had to segregate the ballots. There are cases already going up in front of judges right now, and it's unfortunate they did. Some of them just don't want to, or there's not enough proof to show it. So there you go. Again, it's not what you can show. It's not what you know. It's what you can prove. Here's another one. Hey, Ed, I've come to the realization, it's interesting that some of the people out there, and I'm a big Trump supporter, but some of the people out there do not want to accept, unfortunately, the election results. Everybody thinks that if you vote for a Republican, that statewide and down the ticket, all the other Republicans win. Hey, Ed, in South Florida, Trump lost some of those counties, but yet the Republicans did quite well. It just shows that not everybody votes the same. Hey, here's another one. Here's one from Terry. Hey, Ed. How is it that Trump wins the state of Florida, but the minimum wage passes? That's a great one. Here's another one from Melissa. Hey, Ed, listen, Trump loses Jacksonville, but other conservatives win Jacksonville, but yet the school tax passes by 67%. Can somebody explain all of that? Ed, it's just sometimes it's called better messaging. Here's another one from Teresa. Whoever said that Biden or Trump was going to get 365 to 400 votes, maybe they need to go in front of some therapists and release some anger out there. It wasn't going to happen. Here's one from Melissa. Hey, Ed, one good thing that Trump could say, he's got more votes on a re-election bid, even though he lost in any other sitting president, more votes increase. I agree. 904-831-0600, 904-831-0600. Numbers. We are in a recession. Don't look at your 401k. On the typical third quarter GDP numbers, and we're going to get out of it this quarter, but technically, we're still in it. More coming up next. Talk Radio WBOB.
AM 600 WBOB Jacksonville, 101.1 FM W266 CX Fruitco. Talk Radio.